福分。
Yes, we desire for the full blessings.
我们都渴望被浇灌在圣灵和能力的里面。
And we desire to be filled by the Holy Spirit in His power.
弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告祈求，我们好像常常想到说，是不是神他不愿意把这样的福分赐下来？我们求主好像改变他的心意，要把这样的祝福临到我们的身上。
And sometimes we pray for a long time, and then we feel that the Lord may not give us the blessing, so we pray even harder.
但是我们认识到主给我们神圣的吩咐，是说将器皿多多的腾出来。
And but then, according to His promise, the Lord said that first.Yield to him the empty vessels.
因为所应许的圣灵已经赐下来了。
And for the promised Holy Spirit has been given.
因为我们的神他乐意把祝福倾下。
And our God is willing to pour down His blessings.
但是他今天要得着器皿来盛装。
But he must first obtain empty vessels for it.
我们一起来读一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
请我们从二十节读到第二十二节。
We read from verse 20 to 22.
请我们一起来读。
Together.
在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。我们在前一次曾和弟兄姊妹交通过这一段的圣经。
And actually, we started this message last time.
神的家好像这个大户的人家。
And for the house of God, it's like a large house.
那在这个大户人家里面，好像有各种不同的器皿。
And there are many kinds of vessels.
保罗他特别在这里分出两种不同的，有金器、银器，有木器、瓦器。
And Paul has distinctly separated there are two types of vessels.
那金是讲到神的性情。
And the gold and silver, the gold represented God's nature.
银特别讲到基督的救赎。
And silver refers to the redemption of Christ.
那木呢，特别讲到人的性情。
And wood speaks of humanity.
瓦器特别讲到人的工作。
And the earthenware speaks of man's work.
在这边他所种的还不在于外面的功用。
And here it's not emphasizing the functions.
但是神所看重的是他的价值。
But what the Lord values is each of its values.
今天我们人所看见所做的事情是怎么样？
And man may judge things by outward conditions.
但是神所看重的是这些做事的人到底是如何。
But the Lord looks at each person's conditions.
我们讲到神要得着的乃是贵重的器皿。
And for God's desire to obtain honor vessels.
这贵重的器皿不在于我们天然才智、我们的能干、我们许多的恩赐所主给我们的。主在这边告诉我们什么是贵重的器皿呢？
The word honor does not describe our talents and what skill we have, but what these vessels are.
他说人若自洁脱离卑贱的事情。
And so the first requirement is that if one cleanses themselves from the base things.
难道我们不甘愿做木器瓦器。
And that is the people who is not willing to be continuously earthly and wooden vessels.
神要得着的是贵重的器皿，是从木器瓦器里面要被分别出来的。
And the Lord wants to obtain the vessels of honor that will separate themselves from the earthen and the wooden ware.
不是出于我们天然的生命性情我们来服侍主。
Speaking of the people who are not doing this service to the Lord by their own efforts.
我们是需要经过十架的救赎。
But rather through the redemption of the cross.
是借着基督他的死和复活让神的生命从我里面能够活出来。
By the death and resurrection of Christ that life may be lived out from us.
所以我们看见一面好像有一些消极的方面，讲到我们要自洁，要脱离卑贱的事，要逃避少年人的私欲。
So on one hand we are warned against to leave the base things.
有一句话讲说你不能防止鸟从你的头上飞过去。
And there are some saying that you cannot prevent a bird from flying above your head.
但你可以禁止这个鸟在你头上筑它的窝。
But you can stop the bird from nesting on your head.
今天好像我们活在一个弯曲被扭的时代。
And today we know we are living in a crooked generation.
世界上里面充满了污秽。
And there are many filths from the world.
他要我们从世界中被分别出来。
Yet the Lord has sanctified us from the world.
我们不让这些世界这些罪恶在我们身上有他的地位。
So we must make an effort to stop the world from influencing us.
主要我们脱离。
And so the Lord called us to flee from those.
叫我们自洁。
And cleanse ourselves from those.
叫我们逃避少年人的私欲。
And to flee from youthful lust.
我们祷告求主救我们脱离一切的凶恶。
And therefore we pray for the Lord to save us from all temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
And to flee from evil things.
那另外除了消极方面，它还有一个积极的，叫我们能够进入。
But there's a more positive purpose for the Lord's callings that we may enter.
要同那倾心祷告主的人要一起追求。
And that we have to pray with those who pursue the Lord with a pure heart.
追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And that we may pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
这都讲到我们神他的自己和他的生命性情。
And they all refer to God Himself and what nature of in Christ.
上次我们特别和弟兄姊妹交通到得着属灵的同伴是何等的重要。
Therefore, last time we talked about the importance of spiritual companions.
当我们能够一同来到主面前，这样子来祷告，来追求。
So we can come to the Lord two and three to pursue Him together.
这是非常美好的事情。
And it is a beautiful thing.
我们也相信主，他会把属灵的同伴来赐给我们每一个人。
And we also believe that the Lord will give each one of us spiritual companions.
我们也真的向主祷告，我们每一位，我们不是单独的做基督徒。
And we know that no Christian can be an individual Christian.
也许在家里面主把同伴赐给你。
And perhaps the Lord has already given you a companion in your house.
也许在教会的里面主一定把同伴赐给你。
Or the Lord we know for sure has given you a companion in the house of God.
当我们一起交通属灵的事，我们里面就觉得何等的喜乐。
But whenever we have fellowship on the spiritual things, our heart rejoices.
当我们一起交通神的话，我们里面就吃着了灵粮。
And when we share the God's words one with another, we are spiritually fed.
我们需要同伴。
Therefore, we know the importance of spiritual companion.
他这边特别告诉我们，要同那倾心祷告主的人，当我们来追求，追求主他的自己。
So this portion of the scripture reminds us that to pursue the Lord with those of a pure heart.
我们的神他要得着贵重的器皿。
And for the Lord wants to obtain vessels of honor.
我们都是他付了重价所买回来的。
And for we are purchased by a heavy price.
今天他要得着我们有一个荣耀的目的要在我们的身上。
And for we know that there is a glorious purpose for each one of us from the Lord.
首先我们看见他得着我们要来叫我们承装他所有的福分。
And he wants to obtain us because he wants us to obtain his glorious blessings.
我们的主他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And our Lord is the radiance of his glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And he is the exact representation of God.
当他来到地上的时候，所有神的丰富荣耀本性一切的丰盛有形有体的居住在他的里面。
And as Christ Jesus came to the world and the fullness of God is bodily dwell in him.
当今天我们的主为我们受死，为我们完成了救赎的工作。
And now that we understand Jesus Christ has died for us and finished his work.
他的宝血买我们回来归给他。
And his precious blood has purchased us.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们的身上有一个荣耀的旨意。
And we shall then come to understand his will over us.
那神本心一切的丰盛怎么样充满在基督里。
And what is this nature of God that is to dwell in Christ?
神今天也渴望这样的一个丰满能够充满在他儿女的里面。
And now we are receiving the same purpose through Christ.
那这个是神他得着器皿一个第一步，他要把他的自己来充满我们。
And therefore God desired to come and fill us in his spirit.
我们来读一下列王记下第四章。
Now let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
请我们从第一节读到第六节。
We read the passage 1 through 6.
有一个先知门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人我丈夫死了，他敬畏耶和华是你所知道的，现在有债主来要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。以利沙问他说，我可以为你做什么呢？你告诉我你家里有什么。他说，婢女家中除了一瓶油之外没有什么。以利沙说，你去向你众邻舍借空器皿，不要少借。回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，倒满了的放在一边。于是妇人离开以利沙去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油，器皿都满了。他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。我们看见神的工作和神的祝福是根据有没有空的器皿。
And we know the workings and the blessings of God dependent upon if there are empty vessels.
最后他讲到说，儿子说，再没有器皿了，油就止住了。
And so the Bible shows us that the oil stopped when there is not one vessel more.
神要得着他何用的器皿。
For God desired to obtain fitful vessels.
要把他的祝福倾注下来。
And he wanted to pour down his blessings.
但是今天什么才是能够合乎主用的器皿呢？
But what are these fitful vessels that the Lord is after?
这边讲到说是那些空的器皿。
And here it says are the empty vessels.
若是我们里面充满了我们自己的思想，
and if we are filled with our own mind,
充满了属世的东西，
and we are filled with the earthly things,
当我们里面已经是满的时候，神的祝福很难再倾注下来。
And if we are already full, then God's blessings cannot fill us.
这边的油特别讲到圣灵。
And here we know the oil is referring to the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵要来浇灌我们。
And before the Holy Spirit can fill us,
什么时候这边有空的器皿？
And whenever there is empty vessel found,
这个油就一直的往下倒。
Then we know the oil can pour within.
什么时候器皿没有了？
But when the vessel becomes full,
他说油就止住了。
Then the oil stopped.
弟兄姊妹，今天主已经把所应许的圣灵赐下来了。
And for we know the Lord has given the promised Holy Spirit already.
这个圣灵是没有限量的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is no without measure.
不是在神的那边他只给一点点，或者是有他的限制。
That is to say that God has not only given a little or is limited portion.
我们的主为我们承受圣灵是没有限量的。
And we know for sure Christ received the Holy Spirit is without measure.
今天有没有空的器皿？
And are there empty vessels today?
这是关键。
That is the key.
当我们愿意把自己倒空，
But if we are willing to empty ourselves before the Lord,
愿意把自己奉献，
And to consecrate ourselves,
当圣灵从上倾注的时候，
Then when the time for the Holy Spirit to pour down,
这里你看见圣灵能够满溢出来，
And then we know every time that the Holy Spirit can overflow from us.
今天我们看见世界上所教导的所有的方法好像都在人的身上要一直的加，一直的加。
For we know the worldly way is to add on people.
要把我们再多一点加上学问。
And they teach us to keep adding on to ourselves.
加上一些方法。
And to add knowledge or methods.
再加上一些技巧。
And to add some skill.
在世界上你如果多加几个头衔学位，那好像是非常好的事情。
And if you can add on some credentials, then it is a good thing for you.
但是今天神要得着我们做一个空的器皿。
But then in the house of God, he wants to first obtain empty vessels.
当我们经过十字架，你看见好像一直在那里要减少。
That by passing through the cross, we are to empty more and more.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
As the Lord commanded his disciples, if anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself.
主要把世界从我们里面减去。
And for the Lord desires to empty out ourselves of the world.
把肉体从我们身上减去。
And to eliminate the flesh from us.
把我们的天然从我们身上减去。
And to purge the nature from ourselves.
直到主做工在我们的里面。
And so that his work may be accomplished in us.
一直到一个地步。
And to a certain point,
我们成为无有。
That we have become nothing.
当圣灵在我们里面来感动我们，做工在我们的身上。
And when the Holy Spirit is moving in us and to work on us,
将我们倒空。
And he is to do this work of emptying.
将我们剥夺,
and to deprive of ourselves.
身在我们身上得着的是一个空的器皿。
In order to ultimately accomplish an empty vessel.
弟兄姊妹，空的器皿不是神一个最终的目的。
And we know that empty vessel is not never his end goal.
但是空的器皿是他能够来祝福一个非常关键的一个步骤。
But this is the key step for the Lord to be able to bless us.
因为在他的面前有空的器皿，他能够把祝福倾倒下来。
So as long as there are empty vessels, his blessings will not stop.
所以我们看见有一个先知门徒的妻，那这个妻他向伊丽莎所求的。
And so we see that there is a woman of the wives of the prophets, and she had cried out to Elisha.
那伊丽莎她没有做别的，她没有把很多的丰富说我就来给你。
So Elisha did not preach or teach her anything.
他就叫她预备空的器皿。
But just to say one thing, prepare empty vessels as many as you can find.
所以那一天不是伊丽莎把油拿来怎么样，好像这个。先知做了一个很大的神迹奇事。
And we know Elisha did not haul in a tank of oil.
我们看见是这个妻和他的儿子两个人在房子里面。
But then we see that this woman and her son, only these two people in her house.
他就把油倒在这些空器皿里面。
And they kept obeying the Lord and pour oil into the vessels.
一直到。
And they kept pouring in them,
只要还有空的器皿,
and as long as they find more empty vessels,
那个油好像没有停止,
and the oil did not stop.
弟兄姊妹, 今天所应许的圣灵真的已经赐下来了。
And today the promised Holy Spirit has already been given.
我们凭信来领取写下的权利。
And let us all come before him by faith to obtain this privilege of the blood.
神何等的渴望把他的自己来充满我们。
And for the Lord desire to fill us by himself.
何等的渴望得着我们成为那个他手中可用的器皿。
He longed to obtain us as his fitful vessels in his hand.
所以一面来讲，空的器皿是非常关键的。
So on one side, it speaks of the importance of empty vessels.
但是神的目的呢，是要把他自己来充满我们。
But we must see clearly the purpose of God is to fill us by himself.
把他充满我们，却又带来一个他荣耀的旨意。
And he wants to fill us so that we may do his glorious purpose.
在哥林多前书六章二十节说，因为你们是重价买来的。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20 says, because you are purchased by a price.
所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
And so you must glorify God in your body.
所以神得着器皿一面来做盛装的工作。
And so we know God obtained these vessels to contain.
如果没有器皿，那个祝福没有地方来盛装。
And for we know that every blessing of God must be contained by some bodily flesh.
器皿没有了，油就止住了。
When there is no body available, then the oil will stop.
另外一方面呢，这个器皿要来做彰显的工作。
But more importantly, the vessels, the body is to manifest this glory.
他说我们都是重价买来的。
And therefore the apostle said we're purchased by a price.
然后要在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
And he said in order for us to glorify God in our body.
所以我们的身子在这边就是讲到一个器皿。
And we know that our body is here referring to this vessel that God is using.
从我们这些人的身上来荣耀神。
And so that we may glorify God through our body.
这是何等稀奇的事情。
And what a wonderful privilege it is.
多少时候我们看自己是那样的不值。
And for sometimes we think of ourselves not worthy.
那不堪。
And we say we are not matching up.
每次我们来到神的面前，我们感谢主，我们这样污秽不堪的人，今天主竟然爱我们，竟然接纳我们。
And we even have this feeling that we are so unworthy to come before the Lord, yet He has obtained us and receiving us.
这样的感觉是非常的好的。
And we know these are the right feelings.
我们永远是蒙恩的罪人。
For we always recognize ourselves as sinners saved by grace.
我们永远是不配的。
And we realize how unworthy in our nature.
照着我们生命天然生命里面所有的一切，没有什么能够讨神欢喜的。
For there is nothing in our nature that can and please God.
我们每一次来到主面前，我们需要保险。
And we know that we are only able to come before Him by the precious blood.
我们需要主的恩典和怜悯。
And we need of His grace and mercy.
所以我们也充满了感谢。
And so we come with a thankful heart.
弟兄姊妹，但是当我们读到神的话，讲到说，他说我们都是他付了重价买回来的。
So whenever we remember that we are purchased by a price,
在我们的身子上要来荣耀神。
And to remember that we are to manifest God's glory.
神就是荣耀。
And for we know God is glory.
他自己就是荣耀。
And He Himself is the glory.
他的荣耀是没有什么任何其他的能够来相比你的。
And there is nothing that can compare with Him.
所以原本我们是那么的污秽堕落不堪的。
So we see the extreme conditions. On one hand, we are filthy and unworthy.
但是在这边讲说，在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
But now we are called to manifest God's glory.
这怎么有可能呢？
How is it possible?
这都是神的恩典。
And we know this is the purpose of His grace.
今天不是我们天然的有什么好，我们的表现，我们来神来得着荣耀。
So therefore, we give no credit to our flesh in order to glorify God.
从世界上的人的角度，也许看见一个最好的人，他不能来荣耀神。
And the worldly perspective is that, you know, there are many good people, but we know they cannot glorify God.
从世界上来讲，一个最有爱心的人，他不能荣耀神。
And the worldly perspective is that this person is full of love, but we know they cannot glorify God.
能荣耀神必须是一个被他自己所充满，从这样一个器皿的里面让神彰显出来。
And we know those who are able to glorify God is that because they yield themselves into the Lord's hand.
当神从我里面丰满彰显出来的时候，弟兄姊妹，这个身子能够来荣耀神。
When there is anybody that can manifest God'sfulness and His glory, then we know this person is an honorable vessel.
只有主他自己的生命，那个丰满，那个彰显，叫神得着荣耀。
And only the Lord Jesus come out through this certain vessel, then God may be glorified.
今天神何等的看重我们。
And we know God esteem us highly.
所以我们知道我们蒙恩得救是一件何等大的事情。
And therefore, we must come to realize the purpose of the grace and blessings of God.
是的，一面来讲，叫我们罪得着赦免。
And no doubt that our sins are pardoned.
叫我们得着洗净。
And that we may be cleansed.
叫我们成为圣洁。
That we may become holy.
那神在我们的身上，他要得着我们，是一个能够彰显他荣耀的器皿。
But more importantly, God wants to obtain us to manifest His glory.
彼得前书讲到说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
And First Peter says that we are the chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司。
And we are a royal priesthood.
今天他拣选我们。
And the Lord has chosen us.
让我们有一个目的，我们都是君尊的祭司。
And we know that there is a purpose on us now, and we have become His priests.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy nation.
我们是属神的子民。
And we are a godly people.
他在我们的身上要得着我们，来宣扬彰显他的自己。
And in order for us to manifest through our body Himself,
把神那一切的美德丰富借着神的儿女把它彰显出来。
And through each child of God that we may manifest and reveal God's virtue.
我们怎么能不感谢我们的神？
How can we help but praise and thank the Lord?
他要得着我们成为何用的器皿。
And for He has a heart for each one of us to be His honor vessel.
叫我们能够来盛装他的自己。
And to obtain more of Christ.
叫我们能够来彰显他的自己。
And to manifest more of Christ.
那这些器皿，这边讲到说，他拣选了我们。
And here it says that we are chosen race.
今天我们怎么样能够成为被拣选的器皿？
And how are we to be chosen?
一面来讲，我们知道，当我们蒙恩得救。
And we know on one hand, as we are saved.
圣经告诉我们，在创世以前，他在基督里面拣选了我们。
And we always remember that we are chosen before the foundation of the world in Christ.
当我们得救了，我们说我们是蒙拣选的。
And right after we are saved, soon we realize that we are indeed chosen.
感谢主，我们是从世界里面被分别出来的。
And for we are now people separated from the world.
我们不列在万民之中的。
We are no longer counted among the nation, people.
主给我们一个 宝贵的地位，的确我们都是蒙拣选的。
And we realize that we are chosen in onto a precious position.
那另外一面来讲，当我们读到《使徒行传》九章十五节
，And then when we come to Acts chapter 9 verse 15,
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去。”
The Lord commanded Ananias said, "Go."
他说：“他是我所拣选的器皿。”这边就讲到保罗。
And he said that he is my chosen vessel. He refers to Paul.
要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
That he is chosen to reveal my name before the kings of and the nations. Among the people of Israel.
讲到说保罗是神所拣选的器皿。
And it talks about Paul as the chosen vessel.
那这句话讲的就是在保罗在往大马色的路上，他遇见了主。
And here we know the background is that Saul had met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
他的眼睛被神打开了。
And his eyes could see the impossible.
那个大光照在他的身上。
And as he looked into the great light,
那个基督和教会荣耀的意象在那一天从他的里面抓住了他。
And the glorious vision of Christ and his body has captured Paul, Saul.
但在这个地方，他讲说他是我所拣选的器皿。
And the Lord is referring to that background that he is a chosen vessel.
弟兄姊妹，为什么保罗告诉我们要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵？
And therefore, Paul had prayed for the church so that we may be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他叫我们能够真知道他，真知道我们的神。
In order for us to know him truly, a true knowledge of Christ.
今天什么时候当圣灵向我们光照启示？
So whenever we receive the revelation and the enlightening of the Holy Spirit,
那一个意象一生会抓住我们。
And we know we shall be then captured by that vision.
到我们真的是与主来相会的时候。
And until then, as we meet the Lord in such a place,
我们里面真遇见这位又真又活的神。
That we see the true and living God.
那个荣耀力的基督将我们的心全照亮。
And like the hymn said that our heart is illuminated by the Christ in glory.
弟兄姊妹，那个荣耀，那个意象就会抓住我们。
And that glory, that vision may also capture us.
当我们里面真知道我们是被拣选的器皿。
That captivation is the true knowledge that we are chosen.
所以一面来讲，主让我们看见，在创世以前，神已经在基督里拣选了我们。
So not only we know that we are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
那另外一面来讲，对于蒙恩的儿女，我们里面渴慕，我们能够真认识他，真看见我们的主。
But for all the people who are blessed by such a way that we know that our glorious hope is in Him.
只有这无价之宝的一线。
And only this revelation of this treasure in us.
能够叫我们脱离属地的吸引。
And as we take a glimpse, and we will be taken away from the worldly attractions.
叫我们愿意在地上过一个分别出来的生活。
And so that we may live a sanctified life on earth.
叫我们愿意把我们的自己舍下来。
And so that we may begin to be willing to deny ourselves.
叫我们愿意让世界从我们里面都过去。
And so that we will be glad to see the world go by us.
没有什么人的要求能够让任何一个人能够做到这样子。
It is not done by a man's request.
那是只有无价之宝的一线。
But a glimpse of this treasure without measure.
当保罗他在大马色的路上遇见了主。
And when Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
原本这个扫罗他在属地的人来讲他是大有学问的。
And he was named Saul and he was a well-educated man.
他也是非常有盼望在人的里面得着权力得着地位的。
And in the worldly standard, he was highly esteemed and very hopeful in this world.
当他遇见了主。
But after he met Jesus,
所有其他的好像都失去了。
Then everything else as if lost their importance in him.
他一生这样子来跟随主。
And he was willing to follow the Lord all the way through.
受尽了多少的苦难。
And we know he also suffered in Christ.
好像人看他成为一无所有的。
And as if people looked at him and he had become nothing.
但是神在这里告诉亚拿尼亚，你要去。保罗是我所拣选的器皿。
But then before any of that happened, Paul had commanded Ananias to say, he is my chosen vessel.
弟兄姊妹, 我们愿不愿意说, 我们是主所拣选的器皿?
And are we willing to be chosen by the Lord in such a manner?
在主的手里面成为他可用的器皿?
That we may be molded in the hand of the Lord and to be fitful vessel for
能,
his use.
能够让他来充满,
and so that he can fill us with his oil.
能够彰显他的荣耀,
and that we may one day manifest his glory.
在我们的一生的里面,
and in all the days of our lives,
真的充满了主的恩典和怜悯,
and may we be filled by the grace and mercy of God.
我们的蒙恩得救都是主的恩典,
and we know we are saved by His grace.
但是今天主一个一个在时间里面, 祂要把祂自己向我们来显现,
and we know that the Lord is to reveal Himself to us one by one.
有很多方面, 弟兄姊妹, 神祂不勉强我们,
and we know God never forced anybody.
祂在这里把祂所有的工作都做成了,
and for He has accomplished all the works needed.
但是我们有没有那个渴慕, 我们愿意来遇见祂,
and yet are we desiring to meet him that way.
我们有没有渴慕向他求那赐人智慧和启示的灵?
And do we have the persistency in praying for this spirit of wisdom and revelation?
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And the Bible said God is willing.
但是多少时候我们的心自己把它封闭起来。
But so often we do not want it.
神祂乐意启示, 弟兄姊妹, 我们里面要有一个渴慕的心, 向主来祷告。
God is willing to reveal His Son in us, but we must pray for this receiving.
Oh, 我要看见。
Oh, Lord, open my eyes.
让这个启示, 这个光在我们的里面, 成了我们里面一个呼召。
For I want to see revelation and His light in His calling.
然后我们讲过, 人若自洁, 今天我们愿不愿意自己,
and as we remember that if a man cleanses himself, but then we have to know, are we willing? Are we willing to walk away from all the base things?
这些事实上, 弟兄姊妹, 今天神在我们的身上, 祂有一个要求, 但这个要求祂不是来勉强我们。
And although this is a demand, but this is not a force.
只要我们甘心乐意的。
And only if we are willing to cooperate with Him.
是的, 神在我们身上, 祂理当有完全的主权。
Yes, the Lord must have complete sovereignty over anyone.
若是我们愿意把自己交托给他,
and if there is one vessel willing to consecrate itself to Him,
我们就会认识神在我们身上, 祂只有赐恩的意念。
And then we will know that the Lord only has the heart to bless more.
祂要来成全我们。
And for He wants to perfect us.
要祝福我们。
He wants to bless us.
弟兄姊妹, 我们来读一下耶利米书。
Now let's turn to the Old Testament, Jeremiah.
第18章,
chapter 18.
请我们从第一节读到第六节。
And we'll read the passage 1 through 6.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说, 你起来下到窑匠的家里去, 我在那里要使你听我的话, 我就下到窑匠的家里去, 正遇他转轮做器皿, 窑匠用泥做的器皿, 在他手中做坏了, 他又用这泥另做别的器皿, 窑匠看怎样好, 就怎样做, 耶和华的话就临到我说, 耶和华说, 以色列家啊, 我待你们岂不能照这窑匠弄泥吗? 以色列家啊, 你在窑匠的手中怎样, 你们在我的手中也怎样。
啊,
主用这个窑匠家里面所做的事情, 让我们来认识, 祂在我们的身上所要得着, 祂所要制作的, 到底是怎么样。
May we see the things happen in the potter's house in order to understand what the Lord is doing on us today.
那这边他讲到说有一个窑匠,
and here there is a potter.
他正在转轮做器皿,
and as he is spinning the wheel to make some vessel.
那这些原本就用泥土, 好像是那个泥哈, 他来做器皿,
and he is using clay in his hand.
所以我们在这段故事里面, 我们讲到, 耶和华他就是这个窑匠,
and we know that the Lord Himself is the potter.
我们就是这些泥土,
and we are as the clay in His hand.
主在这里呢, 祂要把器皿能够做出来,
and we know the purpose of the potter is to make some vessel.
祂正在那里转轮做器皿,
and as He is spinning the wheel to make the vessel.
这个轮也许今天是我们所遇见各样的环境各样的遭遇。
And as the clay got spin, and that is referring to all the conditions we meet today.
但是神今天借着各样万事万物互相效力，他在这里要把器皿能够制作出来。
But we know all things that happen to us, God worked together in order to make the vessel.
他讲到说，他说在他手中做坏了，他又拿来。 再做一个器皿。
And here it says that some clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, but he would use it to remake the vessel.
回想我们信主的这些历程里面，多少时候我们软弱，我们失败。
And as we look back the days after we became Christian, we have failed and we have fallen into our weakness.
多少时候我们悖逆，我们不愿意接受主在我们身上的工作。
Even there were times that we rebelled against the Lord and not willing to take His work.
好像我们身上 做坏了，不能来成全神的心意。
And here the picture shows us that some clay are spoiled in the hand of the master.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们会软弱，会失败。
It is true that we will go through our own weakness and failures.
但是我们的神从来不放弃我们。
But we know that Potter, our God, will not give us up.
什么时候只要我们愿意交在恩主的手里。
Whenever we're willing to return to Him and submit ourselves into His hand.
我们必须像那个泥土是柔软的。
And we must be soft in the hand of the clay, like the potter, like the clay.
随我们的主人，他能够来雕塑我们，他能够来塑造我们。
And to let him to make us out of his own will.
这边不是讲说他做坏了，他就把它丢掉了。
And here it never says that the potter would throw away the spoiled vessel.
他是讲到说，又用这泥另做别的器皿。But
here we are told that he will make it into another vessel as it pleased to the potter.
无论我们走到了什么样的光景，and
whatever we feel that we are, where we are now,
我们知道我们的神爱我们。And
we know always that God loves us.
父所交托在主手里的，一个也不至于失落。And
everyone is committed to the hand of Jesus Christ, the Lord will not lose.
他要来制作我们。And
he will continuously work in us.
要来成全我们。And
his heart is still wanting to perfect us.
这个窑匠，他正在转轮做器皿。So
the potter is spinning the wheel to make the vessel.
我们不晓得今天这个轮在我们的身上是代表什么样的意思。
And we do not quite understand when we are being spun or what is the meaning of it.
也许在你的家庭里面遭遇的难处。
And perhaps some difficulties happen in your house.
也许在你侍奉里面所遇见的难处。
And perhaps there are hardships in your service.
神借着万事万物在那里互相效力。
But then God works all these things together.
叫爱神的人得着益处。
And for those who love God.
窑匠正在转轮做器皿。And
for the potter is spinning the wheels to make his vessel.
我们的主，我们的神，他今天正在制作我们。Our
Lord, our God, is making you and me today.
当我们认识在各样的事上，我们看见有主的手。And
as we recognize that the Lord has this invisible hand around us.
哦，我们看见了这位窑匠的手。
And we see the potter's hand that is shaping us.
是我们的神，他正在转轮做器皿。
And it is the God, our Lord, is spinning the wheels to make us.
我们不过是那个泥土。
And let us remind ourselves that we are but clay in his hand.
原本我们何等的卑贱。
And we came from a very lowly place.
但是当在窑匠的手里，他把我们做成了。
But then one day he will make us perfect in his hand.
圣经讲到说，我们原是他手中的工作。
And for the Bible tells us that we are the master piece in his hand.
Masterpiece 啊，我们是他的杰作。
And we indeed is his masterpiece.
每一个神的儿女，弟兄姊妹，我们是他手中的杰作。
And for God desired to make each one of us a masterpiece of his hand.
杰作，一个雕刻家可能他说这是我的杰作，是我一个最好的代表的作品。
And for example, a sculptor on earth may say this is my masterpiece, which represents me.
一个陶人，他可以做出这么多这么多不同的器皿来，他说这是我的一个杰作。
But here this master, the potter himself, he has made so many masterpieces that represent him.
但今天来讲，弟兄姊妹，我们都是他的杰作。
And we should see the, that we ourselves are his masterpiece.
我们看每一个神的儿女，我们好多的不相同啊。
And sometimes we look at each other and say we are all different.
但是每一个在神的眼中，这是我的杰作，这也是我的杰作。
But we should recognize each other that God is making us into masterpiece one day.
我们都是他手中的杰作。
We will be his masterpiece in his hand.
在基督里造成的。
And to be made perfect in the hand of Christ.
我要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
In order for us to do good, that is, predestined us for us to do.
今天神已经告诉我们何为善。
And God has told us what is this good.
只有主以外，除了主以外，没有善的。
Other than God Himself, nothing is good.
主要我们在地上成为他的荣耀的彰显。
And God wants us to manifest His glory on earth.
叫我们成为他的见证。
So that we may become a testimony for Him.
叫我们成为贵重的器皿。
That we may be vessels of honor.
合乎主用的器皿。
And fitful.To be used in his hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天他要得着我们。
For he wants to obtain us.
我们都是他付了重价所买回来的。
And we are all purchased by his price.
他要得着器皿来充满盛装他所有的祝福。
And he wants to obtain many vessels to be filled of his blessings.
啊、这些器皿必须是空的器皿。
And we know that the vessels must be empty.
他要这些器皿来彰显他的荣耀。
And he wants to live out the glory through these vessels.
在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
And through each one of us bodily.
所以我们知道我们每一位我们都是这个宝贵的器皿。
And therefore we know that God has a heart for each one of us to be his vessel of honor.
我们何等的珍惜。
And we treasure this opportunity.
今天主把这样的一个生命赐给我们。
And for the Lord has given us such promise and life.
愿主从深处来吸引。
And may the Lord draw us in from our depths.
哦，叫我们真是愿意脱离卑贱的事。
And so that we will be willing to let go of all the base things.
叫我们愿意逃避少年人的私欲。
And to flee from each of our youthful lusts.
叫所有的世界从我们里面都过去。
And so we are willing to.We're glad to see the world pass by us.
啊，教主在我们的身上，他得着的是一个空的器皿。
And so that the Lord may ultimately obtain us in His hand.
当然，我们唱的诗歌，他说：“来吧，你这穷乏人。
”And so the hymn says, "Come, you people of poverty."
今天我们若向主说，我们愿意成为这个虚空的穷乏的。
And if we are willing to suffer such poverty in Christ,
我们愿意把自己交托在主的手里。
And consecrate ourselves wholly into His hand.
主，你来剥夺，你来倒空。
Oh Lord, you have the right to deprive and to empty out ourselves.
好叫你的自己能够来充满我们。
Because we know you desire for us to be filled by you.
我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手里。
And in such a heart, we.Consecrate ourselves to you.
我们不过是泥土。
For we know we are originally clay.
但是我们有一位伟大的匠人。
But we trust that great potter.
他正在转轮做器皿。
And we understand he is spinning the wheel about us.
他要做出来的器皿是贵重的器皿。
For he wants to make a masterpiece out of us.
是能够合乎他用的器皿。
An honorable vessel.
啊、我们感谢主，愿早间我们都把自己奉献在主的面前。
We thank the Lord to make us a fitful vessel for His use.
我们的主他要来赐福给他的教会。
And the Lord wants to come and bless each of us.
他要把圣灵浇灌在每一个空的器皿的里面。
And He desires to fill each empty vessel with His Holy Spirit.
我们愿不愿意带着一个渴慕的心说：“来吧，我们这个穷乏人。
”And do we want to come and acknowledge our own poverty?
求就在今天，主把圣灵倾。主浇灌在我们的里面。
And for we know the Lord is able to do this work right now.
我们再来唱诗歌第250首。
Now let's turn to hymn 250 again.
你是否已长久渴慕得着主丰满福分？
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessings of the Lord?
今就在你心请住。
In your heart and life today.
何不按照诸话来得父神应许的圣灵？
Claim the promise of your Father.
如当日五旬祝福。
Come as according to His word in the blessing in the blessed old time.
好吧，我们一起站起来，我们唱。
Let us stand to sing this hymn.
命运某一场就可无可作不过满不分停就在你心境中，何不按照主发来的福声音一定声音如断裂无寻祝福。现在主要充满你心和到满意，深深吩咐将主名做多恩主，现在主要我自己心和到满意，充满生命可能
是的，现在主要你充满你心直到满意。
And the Lord wants to overfill you over till overflowing.
我们照着主神圣的吩咐将器皿多多的盛出。
According to his great promise, let us empty ourselves.
愿早上有许多空的器皿。
And may many empty vessels is found before the Lord.
圣灵能够浇灌下来倾注在我们的里面。
And that the Holy Spirit may pour down and fill in us.
弟兄姊妹，你早间若有这样的一个渴慕。
Brothers and sisters, if you so desire,
得着主丰满的福分
and to obtain his full blessing,
我们再从第一节唱到第三节，你可以到前面来。
If we can sing from stanza 1 through 3, you can come before the pulpit.
我们的神他乐意将他自己来倾注下来。
And the Lord is willing to pour down himself in you.
我们凭信来领取在
主。Let us all receive by faith.
我们从第一节唱到第三节。
1 through 3。
命运某一场就可无可作祝福满足分尽就在你心情中，何不按照主发来的福分一句一人听如当日无心之福，现在就要充满你心之高满意，愿主福深深吩咐将其名作作恩主，现在就要充满你心之高满意，充满生命和能力，带着灵体和感情从时的时间来把你的救发人，前辈不负身包作先一心奉献成为神，直到再临同相亲，现在主要充满你心思到满